We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we are actually starting halfway down Chaf Amud Aleph Tanu Rabbanan, a new brisa. Further about different mats made of different materials, chach mats, Tanu Rabbanan. Machatzel Shal Shifa. You have this rug, this mat made out of shifa, which is a type of rubber or type of reeds. V'shal Gemi, also a type of reed or rubber. Gedoyla Masechimba. If it's a big one, you can use a v'schach. Why could stoma make v'schach? Ktana, a small one, it's not stoma for schach, because it's a small one, it's made l'shchiva for sleeping usually. That's the material of shifa and gemi, which are softer materials. Shalkonim v'shal cheles, shalkonim v'shal cheles, if it's a big one, for sure it's for schach, because it's a rough material. Even small ones are not always possible that you can sleep in. It depends. Gedula, which means it's woven in a way that it's made like chains. It's very thick weave. Mesachimba, yuzu v'schach, because you can't sleep on it. Even though it's small, you can't sleep on it because it's so rough. Aruga, if it's woven, a mesachimba, then it can be used for sleeping, you can't use v'schach. So it's like this. If it's a shifa shalgami, it depends if it's big or small. Once you get the konim and chelas, even a small one, it depends. If it's gedulo, which means it's woven in a way where it looks like chains, it's a big weave, then you use a v'schach, it's too bumpy to sleep on it. But if it's aruga, if it's woven in a regular weave, a mesachimba. You're both of them. They're both not good for sleeping. Either gedula and aruga you can use for schach. Because the material is a rough material. Rab Daisa also said, like Rab Yaisi, that you could use all these, this material, konim and chelas, these type of reeds, you could use it, the hard reeds, they're thick and hard, you could use that for schach. Because they're not sleeping material. They're not something you sleep on. So the Gemara, right? We're going to bring in a Mishnah about Tumas Meis, and we'll come back to Machzalas. Tanos, what's the Mishnah? This Mishnah is also, it's a Mishnah that happens to be an idiot, but it's about Tumas Meis. Tanos, Kola Chaitzlois, which we'll see what Chaitzlois are, Kola Chaitzlois Metamim Tumas Meis. It's Metamim Tumas Meis, the Rav Deisa, which means it's a kli to Mekabel Tumah, but it's not a kli to be a Medris. The halacha is that if a Zov uses a bed, that bed becomes the Avat Tumah. Now that bed could only become an Avat Tumah if it's made for a bed. It's called Miyuchad L'Shchiva, Miyuchad L'Yeshiva. But if it's something that I'm going to use really for something else, and punked using it now, the Lashon HaGemara is, you say, Amoyd V'Nas L'Machtenu, you might say, stand up, I have to do something with it. That's not called a bed, and it's not a Shiloh of Medrash. It means if someone has, you know, a baseball glove and he sleeps on it, it's not called a Medrash, because it's not what he uses for. He uses it for baseball, not for sleeping on it. Even if he sleeps on it, it's not a Medrash. It has to be a Miyuchet. So this Chaitzos, we'll see it soon, Metam Tom Meis, Rebbe says, Metam Tom Meis and not Medrash. And Rashi says, Tom Meis is lavdaf, because it means any Tumah, like Tumah Sheretz, any Tumah that's not Tumas Medrash. V'cham Moimrim, Medrash. Even Mekabel Tumas Medrash. Great thing, Gemara. Medrash in Tommy Meis loy. It's a kabbal Tumas Medrash, not Tommy Meis. But another time we looked at the Mishnah, that's for sure. Call Matami Medrash, anything that's enough of a cleat to Matami like a bed, Matami Tommy Meis. It's a Tommy Tommy Meis. And actually, a Chiddush, like Rashi speaks out, even though usually Pshute Kliates, for example, something that's flat, not a base kibble, is not Makabal Tumma. But if it's a bed, and it's Matami Tumas Medrash, it's Makabal Tumma from Makabal Chaimah. So here, Chum says Thomas Medrash, that's it, not Tommy Meis. Mar says no, Af Medrash, also Medrash, not only Tommy Meis, Medrash also. It's Mekabel both things. Zok to Gemara, my Chaitzlois. Now what we have is Machlokes here. Is Chaitzlois a keli, or it's even could be a bed or a chair? What is this thing? What are we talking about? My Chaitzlois. It's Machlokes. Omer Avadimi Baram Duri. It's a Marzuvli. It's a Marzuvli. My Marzuvli. What's Marzuvli? Omer Abba Mezavli, which Rashi says means this bag that the shepherd carries with him. He brings stuff in there. And he also uses it to sleep on it. It's this big leather bag. He uses it to sleep on it as well. So this is Machlokes. How do you look at this Mezavli? Do you look at it as something that's a medrash? Because Maisi sleeps on it every night. Or Lamai, since it's Ve'ikr to carry his stuff, it's called like a bag that's Mezkim. It's not a medrash. That's the Machlokes in the Mishnah. So Rav Avdimi's shita is that Machlokes means this bag, this Tarmilei Royim, this bag of the Royim. No, Machatzolis Mamish. It's a mat, but it's a pashta rug. It's a mat made out of reeds. Let's say, and that's the machloikis. If it's a medris or if it's a kli. Va'azar Ashlokish l'tamei, da'amar Ashlokish. Harenika paras of chiyah banav. The lashon is, the minig is that if someone passes away, if it's his father or his rebbe, So he says, you know, I should be, my yisum should be a kapara, or my learning should be a kapara for the Rebbe or the father. So before he said over memory, he just said this saying, Hareini kaparas Rebchi Abanam. Shebetchila nishkishdach ha-Torah mi Yisrael, by beginning, when Torah was forgotten from Yisrael, which means they forgot a lot of halachas, Ola Hilla Bavli V'yasta. Ola Ezra Mebavli V'yasta. First, Ezra came back, and he was miyasid again to Torah. Chaz v'shtach, gotten again. Ola Hilla Bavli. Hilla came from Babel, where all the Ikkar Torah was, V'yasta, and he returned to Torah. Chazur v'shtach, gotten again. Ola Rebchi Abanav came to Yisrael v'yasdua, and was miyasid Torah. That's the godless of Rechia Abanav. But what did they say? V'kach Rechia Abanav, l'nechku Rav Doisa v'chom v'machzal sh'usha. So now he's explaining. Rav Yosaka says that Chaitzlis means a mat. And what's the machlekes in the Mishnah? They said over, l'nechku Rav Doisa v'chom v'machzal sh'usha, the mats of the city Usha, shem t'meis. They're definitely the time of Medrash. Why? Because of a yuchad yeshiva, they use that for shchiva, they use that for sleeping. It's a sleeping rug. V'shel Tveria is the Hiris, because that's made out of hard material. No one sleeps on it. That they only use for Caleb. Amanachku, what's the machlekes? Ashar mekaymois. On other things, Marasavar, other places, the mats of other places. Marasavar kin leka yosef alayu, because very dumb. Since no one uses it for sleeping, it's like Tveria. It's like a mat of Tveria that's rough. Marasavar kin the mikra v'yasis, and sometimes people sleep on it. Alayu kin the ushadam, it's like similar to Usha's machzalas, which are mekabel, which didn't have a din of medrash. So we have a chalikas here, a shlokish, and who's the other man? The Amar Rav Avdimi. What chaitzos means? Rav Avdimi says it means his bag, and Shimon Malka says it means a mat. And we have to see what could it do, right? That's mekabel tuma. We have a chalikas here. Rav Dais says it's a kli, and Rav Chama says it's a medrash. So first, we have one kasha on Rosh Lakish. Amar, we learned before, it says, Kola Chaitzlitz, learn to hear Kola Chaitzlitz of Tamatom Mezdi Rav Dezer. Dezer says that Chaitzlitz, which means a mat, according to Rosh Lakish, is Tamatom Mez and the Rav Dezer. It's a mat, it says at least Tamatom Mez. The kasha is, Vatanya, learned in the Braisa right before this Mishnah and Idias, we learned in the Gemara, Vatanya, Vachin Rav Dezer, Eme Kedvarov, that he said when it's made out of Chelas and Konim, even a gedula or arucha, even small ones, why? Because it's not royal to sleep on. And you see, not only that, it's not a keli, use of a schach. And we just finished saying in this Mishnah, kol ha-chaitz lois, at least of the time of Tomeis, it is a keli. So how could the Gemara say before that those rough mats you let use for schach, l'maisi here, it's a keli. So Bishlo, you've learned chaitz lois means a bag of a royal, it's no sheiches. But now you're saying it means a mat. We said before, a mat, Shachelas and Konim are used for schach, and here we're saying it's at least a keli. It's not a bed, but it's a keli. But time here goes over the door. Like kasha, let's take a damfa. The case of fear of shlokish that the Mishnah says called a chaitz of tam to base. It has a border, so it has a base kibble. Masha inking the case before we say like schach mats for schach had no base kibble, had no gedamfa. That's the answer. Our shlokish will answer. Didn't have a border. It was not a base kibble. It couldn't hold anything. Therefore, it's not a keli.